still backstage at the Arkiva Awards, and the legendary, the infamous Andy Roberts is here, winning yet another award. How have you got room for them all?
I'm not sure about legendary, kind of maybe notorious. This is a real honour. I think, you know, I have a great team that I work with every day, and we just work hard, and, you know, this is a real kind of testament to their hard work as well. So I'm completely grateful, totally, but this is really about my team and what we do day by day.
And as you came off stage, you were given a radio in which you said, I've not got one of these. I mean, what was...
I don't actually have a DAB radio at home. And so this is my first DAB radio. I just don't. So thank you very much. I could not get one from work. So
you can have history coming out of your ears now.
Yeah, it's good. I can, you know, not that I don't listen to stuff. I listen to stuff on other platforms in other ways, but it's nice to have a DAB radio.
So Andy, are you across other stations the whole time to kind of judge your competition, or is it all about Glenn Bower and Kiss?
I think, what do I get? I get stimulated and influenced by stuff that not necessarily is my competitive set traditionally. So, you know, it's not necessarily radio. I never think of Kiss as a radio station. And I think that's really important because, you know, it's whatever's detracting ear and eye time from the audience that is my competitor. So I'm actively interested in what Apple Music will be as much as what's going on in terms of YouTube and games consoles and everything like that. So there's a whole world out there that is a distraction, but I really need to always be on top of it.
What do you think about Apple Music? Are you a bit worried about it, or are you welcoming it?
I welcome it. I think the interesting thing in all of this is what does a record label become in all of it? And, you know, as an Apple geek, you know, sporting a lot of Apple products, I love it, but I think the kind of the radio side of it is a shiny new thing, but it's more about, I think, what happens to content and these kind of licenses and literally what is the role of a record label now when you've got things like that, you know, a one-stop shop for great things if you're a new artist or an established artist. So it's going to be interesting times, I think.
Oh, really interesting times. And I have to say two words to you, Chris Moyles. Are you quivering in your boots?
No, I never quivered. You know, I always ran up against Chris Moyles really nicely. I think it's great to have him back on the radio. If he is coming back on the radio,
ooh,
which I'm sure
he will be. Well, we don't know yet.
I think that lineup on XFM will be great. I think it gives listeners new things. It keeps us all on our toes. Hopefully he will come back refreshed and a bit sharper and with a new act. You know, I think he there's genius in there, but on Radio 1, sometimes you have to sit through a lot to get to it. I'm sure he will come back, you know, with a whole new thing going on, and I think that's really good.
Cool, Andy. Well done. And get that radio at that box. Thank you.